Saturday evening here in Budapest. Able to distribute volume 4 of New Navavraja Mahima. That's right, they're still pretty far behind Hungarian-wise. Hungarian is still quite a bit behind. Fifth volume is underway, but 5, 6, 7, and 8, which means probably 2 more years. Hare Krishna, what to say? But it was very, very nice. And originally, somehow I'd mistaken this with volume 2, which was much shorter. This is quite a large book. And the text itself is only about 2 things, and that's the Yoga Pit and Radhakund Parikrama. I remember Yoga Pit was, I don't know how long I was trying to, number one, able to communicate it in a invisible way, because it's really inconceivable. The Yoga Pit goes in unlimited dimensions, involving so many personalities. So it's really mind-blowing in many ways, very, very wonderful. And then of course Radhakund has both its prakat and aprakat features. That which we see now, and where we go, and Radhakund, Shamakund, these are the 2 little courtyards in New Vrajadhan Temple. And at some of the areas behind them. So it's the temple, really. And Yoga Pit is, well, it centers at Radhashyamasundar's altar, and then it just unfolds and it spreads out. It spreads out all throughout the original time. As I said, in all directions. And then there is a very long, when I came to Raghunath Das Goswami's Samadhi, which was originally by Shamakund, and then later on he appeared in some devotees' dreams and told them to move it. It's actually his Samadhi is not a body Samadhi, but it's actually ashes. Because for some of the Goswamis, they cremated them in fear of that the Muslims would desecrate them. They were full body samadhis, and so it was moved to where it is now, on the bank of Radhakund. And I'm talking about Raghunath Das Goswami, of whom there's a lot in Chaitanya Charitamrita. then I decided to do a commentary on Vilapkusumanjali, which is a very famous text amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas, practicing Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It describes the aspirations of advanced devotees residing in Radhika and either in their bodies or in their minds, and is helpful for less advanced devotees just to know what the direction also of Krishna consciousness is. There are verses of it quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada also quotes Vairagya Yud Bhakti Rasa Prayatna. And it's a very wonderful book in which Sri Raghunath Das Goswami also describes many of the details of service to Srimati Radharani that's really not explicitly mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. The type of service that Radharani's maidservants perform, the spiritual superiority of that service, even over and above that of Radharani's close friends, Astasakis. Rupa Goswami, of course, also describes that. And Raghunath Das Goswami really shows what the emblem of real sadhana bhakti is, or practicing devotee, mature sadhana bhakti. Unfortunately, many of his teachings, aside from this Vilapkusumanjali, are sort of used as textbooks to impose practice upon very low standard beginner kaniṣṭhas. And that's the practice of the Sahaja Babajis of Radhakund and perhaps elsewhere. So still, it's this legacy, the literary legacy that's been left to us. It's something that devotees should know about, but at the same time, they should know how to connect with it and not try to be premature, immature, and it's something that can only happen naturally, like the bearing of a fruit on a tree. Fruit comes in its own in due course of time. It doesn't, there's not much you can do in order to get it to come early. And even if you do, even if you throw extra fertilizer and so on, the fruit still won't have the same taste. So therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami given us, for instance, Mana Shiksha. Na dharmam, na dharmam, shruti ganam nirukta kila kuru, vaji radha krishna. And Mana Shiksha means learn how to control your mind and purify your heart. Then when the heart becomes purified, then naturally, by the agency of chanting the holy name of the Lord, hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam, and then the natural tastes of devotional service awaken. Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur used to quote a verse, Padabjasta Viravaradasameva Nanyat Kadak Samaye Kila Devi Achedi Sakya Ivatimana Nostra Nostra Nityam Tasya Ivatimana Sustra Sustra Satyam. This refers to what I mentioned earlier, how the taste of servitude to Radha and Krishna, actually to Srimati Radharani, is even more relishable than the friendship that other friends like Lalita taste, and gives access to certain type of service and a certain type of ecstasy that is unique. But it's something that requires the right attitude. And he concludes the book. He says, Ai pranayasamini pranaya pushta dasyate prakamama pirodare prachura atma dugdatmana vilap kusumanjali lidai padambuji maya batas samarpitas sabam tanuti tushtim manak. Which is an expression of service and separation, and ultimately that service and separation has many stages, but that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taught his followers. First service and separation, how we're lost here in the material world and separated from Krishna. In developing stages as one progresses. Naturally, just like the fruit ripens, similarly, by fenceless chanting, then naturally, bhaviti, bhaviti, Krishna. Lord Chaitanya says to Narupa Goswami, bhaviti, bhaviti, Krishna, says, gradually, by engaging in devotional service, one comes to the perfection of devotional service and attains love of God. Krishna Spurati Antari. Krishna Kripapa. Yes, one, but you have to get mercy. It doesn't happen without mercy. And really, that's the summum bonum of the mood of this book. That somehow or another try to invoke the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada says, if Radharani is pleased with you, then whatever Krishna's disposition, he's obliged to follow suit. So he says, Samchat Kripamai Kripamai Dukitayam. He says, Srimati Radharani is also known as Kripamai. So then, if you don't give Kripa, well, what is the value of being known as Kripamai? Of course, that type of address, approach, is not something that you can just artificially take up. But you can repeat it. You can repeat it on the strength of Raghunath Das Goswami's prayers, and there's so many other wonderful prayers there that devotees can also learn, add to their litany of prayers. Hare Krishna.